You've got your sunrise. You caught a prize. You're mating your Johnson. Party nights, summer whites. You, your friends, and your Johnson. Roofs to tails, water trails. You, your kids, and your Johnson. Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
Well, hello and welcome. This is episode 8 in hopefully a long and drawn out series. This is the Air Raid Podcast. Welcome to the show. And of course, this is the show that drops bombs of awesome in your ear holes. I'm your host, Aaron Roden. Welcome to the first ever remote broadcast of Air Raid from beautiful Lake Bosworth. And we have a crew of vaginas with us today. How's it going, ladies? So let's go down the line. We've got Kathy Height with us. Say hello.
Hello.
There you go. Okay, we've got Lisa Clark.
What up?
How's it going, Lisa?
I'm doing great.
That was a rhetorical question. Okay, Krista Meyer. All right. And Heather Armamamamit. With us. Yeah. Well, welcome, ladies. Thanks for coming on the show. So we've got a great show for you today. It's going to be a little bit of a shorter one because we are at a beautiful lake and we want to hang out and get a little more saucy
than we are lesbians. Already.
And, yeah.
And we're going to play
This will be the last show with lesbians that I ever do because this is just too much. Too much.
It's so, basically the bachelorette party that your wife is at right now, but here.
Right. She's living vicariously through you right now. Okay, so we've got a pretty good show for you today. We've got a couple things that I'd like to talk about, except for the lesbians, that will kind of degrade
awesome
it just
show,
a couple points.
For my hosts.
And your my hosts.
Your guests.
Yeah, right. Get that shit straight. So we've got a huge news story that I want to talk about today. Michael Jordan has a Hitler mustache, and then we're also gonna touch on Kathy and Heather had submitted a video to a website called HeyNeedle.com. Correct?
Right.
And you guys won the commercial competition where you guys created a commercial for HeyNeedle and won $15,000. Right.
Well, not really dollars.
Well,
like
okay.
15,000
imaginary hey,
interior.
So you won. They basically shipped a box of Monopoly money to your house. Is what you're saying, right? Okay. So we'll talk about that a little bit in the second half of the show. But first, I would like to remind everybody that I am a very good person. And I invited all these people up to this lake, to my grandparents' lake property, to have a good time with me. And they have done nothing but be rude and not stop talking while I'm setting up the equipment and making loud noises, making fun of my heterosexuality. And everything else that they could possibly do to ruin my day.
And could, like, actually paddle with more than three women tagging on to your kayak.
Okay, listen here. Okay, this is the quick physics lesson for all of you who are not involved in the earth sciences. So when you're in the water and you're in something like a kayak, right? It has a smooth surface on the bottom. That's why you're loud. You're able to go so quick.
On the bottom.
So when you're dragging two people who have their feet dangling down, you create drag. Okay, so that made it a little bit hard on my arms.
Are you,
okay.
Are you saying Lisa and I are a drag?
No.
A total drag. In more ways than
you,
one.
Aaron.
You know, TC didn't have a problem pulling three women around.
You were in a boat. You were in a boat. He was pulling a smooth surface with no drag.
Point. It's a good point. Yeah. Give it to the hetero on that one. He won't get many more this episode.
So I wanted to actually come up with like little names for all of you, and the only one that I only got to one, and I didn't tell you guys about this before we started because I thought it'd be good to bring
sexist.
It up.
Why do I feel
it's totally sexist? No. It was actually Krista. I came up with a name for Krista. I don't know why. But I wanted to introduce you as Krista the Wrist Meyer.
Oh, the wrist.
Yeah, the wrist. Like you got just awesome wrists. Well, you know, wouldn't that be a weird?
Let me tell you.
You do gain strength there when you're a lesbian.
Pay attention, son. This is for your own good.
Pounding you gain at the veal.
What are you? What? Now pounding you're being sexist. Okay?
Didn't you know that all lesbians have abnormally large wrists?
Well, maybe. Oh.
If that's true,
then that's the perfect name for you.
That's why you have little white scrawny wrists.
Well, I do a lot of work with these wrists.
I think we need to measure our wrists and see who has the largest.
Breeders use their wrists quite
infrequently.
Quite
your
frequently.
Ankles, though, are quite impressive, Aaron.
Thank you.
Aren't they called
that's why
cankles?
That's why they call me Aaron Ankles Roden.
We have a lot of girth on our wrists.
Yeah.
So why don't we get started here? So first our top news story here, and let me find my snazzy little sound effect here. There
Jesus
it is.
Christ.
Okay, so first story of the day. The beautiful producer of the show, Mairead Roden, also my wife. We were watching TV just on Thursday evening, and a Hanes commercial came on with Mr. Yeah. Michael Jordan himself. You know, he's been in these commercials.
He's a famous baseball player, right?
Right. Well, actually, I think he was the quarterback for the Supersonics.
Okay.
Right. He, of course, has done these Hanes commercials, these underwear commercials, for many years, right? Mm. And the one that we saw made me do a little bit of a double take. Normally, I don't pay too much attention to these commercials. You know, I just kind of zone out and sit there on my fattening ass. But I had to take a double take this time because Mr. Air Jordan had a Hitler mustache, and I showed you all the picture right
yes.
before we started, and you know, I've been really into World War II stuff lately, so I've been watching a lot of documentaries, reading some books on World War II, and I said to Mairead just a couple weeks ago, I was like, wow, you know, Hitler really killed that whole facial hair style. Like that's a big thing. Like that, you know, it was popular back in the 40s to have that little strip of hair underneath your nose holes, right?
It's still very popular in the porn industry on women's vaginas, though.
Yeah. They call it a landing strip, I think, right?
No,
right.
I think it's even smaller than the landing strip. A landing strip is a little bit longer than a Hitler mustache, right?
Well, yeah, but it's wider, too. It covers a little bit more area.
And it's curlier.
We need the entire length
on
for
some,
the plane to
on
land.
On some. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you
I
guys,
have to,
you guys probably wouldn't know much about landing a plane on a landing strip, though.
No.
Being
what lesbians?
Carpet munchers.
What? Well, how much do you know about landing a plane?
How do you think we have?
I have
on our wrists.
I have my own plane.
All this motion coming in.
Just hang tight, baby. I'll be right there.
This is disgusting. We've sunk to a new low here in episode 8.
What else did you expect?
Not much. I didn't expect much. So, I mean, what do you guys think about that? You know, Hitler really killed that thing, but how, you know, Michael Jordan's a black man. Can he bring this back? Can he bring that style back? I don't think so. I would venture to guess that there might be some pissed off people about that.
Well, I feel like it's tried to come back because there's, you know, the soul patch where it's basically the inverted
right,
Adolf Hitler.
You could call that, and it does have the specific name of being the inverted Adolf.
So does that mean that the Adolf mustache is the soulless patch?
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, snap.
Look
Sorry.
At you. Look Look at you.
Oh, God.
You're doing great.
She's been holding on to that.
Do you think of that last night when we talked about the topic for today? What are your thoughts, Krista the Wrist Meyer?
Well, I agree that Hitler has killed that look.
Right.
Nobody else can do that.
Well, I think the jury is still out, too, whether or not the Holocaust happened. Right?
Well, of course.
I mean, there's quite a bit of evidence to say that, you know, well, maybe it didn't happen.
But we were talking about, like, there's lots of other looks that people monopolize. Like
it was a
the
joke,
Kate,
by the way.
Johnny Cape plus eight. Like, no one else can do the Kate, and no one else can do the Christopher Reeve. Because
yeah. Christopher Reeve really killed
being
a paraplegic.
He really has the monopoly on the paraplegic.
Yeah. Like I was saying last night, like if I became a paraplegic, which God forbid, you know.
It would be
this
so
is all,
boring.
This is all tongue-in-cheek stuff.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron's doing the Superman thing. Done. Been done, dude.
A little tube at
right.
his throat.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the Kate Gosselin?
Explain the
haircut.
It's a short haircut in the back and long. It's like a reverse mullet. Kind of like
short
and
in, the back.
In the back.
Oh, spiked
and
in
the front.
Right.
Business
okay.
in the back and party in the front.
Yeah, exactly. But now she's got extensions, so it's all long and it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
But I think that the look from the beginning was ugly. And I think the Hitler
yes.
mustache could be cool if he hadn't killed so many people.
Right, right.
Maybe.
It could have been hot.
But him killing people is still in question.
Right.
According
well, according to Iran. I think, yeah. The press corps hasn't really, you know.
Can I just interject here?
Yeah.
All I think about is, so there was someone that I was in a biblical way with. And she had just the Hitler thingy down there.
Hi, I'm Krista's ex-girlfriend.
We're not going to talk about
and
it.
And I'd like to
you.
Know who that is.
We're not going to talk about it.
No, you already laid the tracks down. You got to talk
no,
about it.
I
now.
Found it a little distracting because all I could think about was Hitler. And when I'm down there, the last thing you want to really think about
is the Holocaust.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even though it was supposed to be like a, hey, I'm neat and tidy, except for this little area that proves that I've actually had my menstrual cycle because I have pubic hair. Like, why shave everything except for that little bit? Other
right,
than
right.
to prove that you actually
can grow it.
Can grow hair.
Pubic hair, exactly.
So was the jury out on how old your girlfriend was?
No.
Did you not know until you
no.
took her
oh,
pants
no.
off?
No, I knew. I knew how old she was. I knew she was above menstrual cycle.
I would
age.
Hope so.
But
you should
yeah.
just start checking
one.
IDs
one,
before you go out on a date.
Well, I do like them young. Just saying.
That's right. You
Has
were looking at those
seen...
girls on the surfboard across the lake
oh
there.
My God. What,
what's
you
that Jodie Foster
out,
movie?
I pointed them out to you because
no
you're...
No boobies means...
You're
the Panic Room. Y'all remember that movie, The Panic Room?
The Panic Room, yeah.
Oh,
and, Jodie Foster, right?
And the girl who's Kristen in Twilight Stewart. Now, and now she's of age and, you know,
yeah.
really famous.
So now
Krista liked her when she was a 13
hot.
Unknown. Thought she was hot.
I am kind of famous for really thinking that the young girls are hot. Like, if they're 11 or 12. But, you know, like, if they're playing 11 or 12, they're not actually 11
oh
or 12.
Gosh.
They're, like, 16 or 17. Exactly.
Right.
So it's not
right.
wrong.
Hot.
Is
right.
what I'm saying.
I feel like
yeah.
this
so
is a catastrophe
like...
for our people.
Did you? Yeah,
this is a
yeah.
catastrophe.
You are killing
I'm not doing
the
anything.
Homosexual
I'm
community right now. By yourself. You're
Focus
killing
on the
them.
Family
I'm basically
gonna...
a chicken hawk, but whatever that is in, like, girl terms.
Chicken okay. hawk.
Chicken hawk. Have you not heard of that?
No.
Like gay don't. Men who like young men, like older men who
oh,
like
that
young
is
men.
Gross.
Chicken hawk.
That's gross. See, okay.
Do you want to get back to the vagina stash? Would you like
I'm
to
a
steer
big
the conversation?
I just want everybody to know that I'm a huge fan of vaginas.
Because your face looks like a vagina.
You know, I'm a big fan of the landing strip.
Really?
Well, the landing strip versus, like, full Beyonce or...
Full Beyonce?
Yeah, full
What is
hair.
That?
Whoosh. Full
is
Beyonce.
Is she just... She just goes for it.
But don't you want it, like, if you see a full 70s bush, don't you want to call it Beyonce?
Not necessarily. No.
No.
That maybe like racist. Superfly. Yeah, that is a little racist.
I think it's been a while since Aaron's seen a full Beyonce.
Probably.
It has been a very long while.
That's when the hair is raised and starts to go down your inner thigh.
Towards your ankles.
So that's when you get the little crab legs sticking out or spider legs sticking out when you have a swimsuit on, right?
Like
that's
what
full
saw
Beyonce.
Day when I had my swimsuit on, you noticed that, right?
Another thing that I would just like to interject, I feel like the lesbian community is a lot more forgiving over pubic hairstyles than any other community because lesbians will forgive whatever state your area is in.
Really?
I think so.
It could
is that kind of like
full
an unwritten rule?
Well, yeah.
It could be a full bush with like dried blood in it.
Oh.
With tampons hanging
and
out.
And you make your partner feel okay. Yeah. It's okay. And picking stuff out of your teeth. And
I'm going to send this episode to your mother.
She would be like, that's my girl. She's so forgiving and appreciative of what she has.
She doesn't judge anybody.
Yeah, the lessees don't stop during the period time. You know, it's still
you just move around.
Important. Yeah. You just put a towel down.
Oh, my God.
More like a diaper.
See,
sometimes you use a white towel just to make sure, you know, to see how heavy the flow is.
We're really breaching some
lots of stuff.
Uncharted territory for me here.
We're here to educate you.
Yeah, well, my brain is growing. Yeah, I've got more like 4 more wrinkles in my brain now.
Is that where the table is levitating?
Yeah, yeah, bitch in a tent. So what else has somebody, you know, in the past, you had some more good examples of people in the past that have ruined things for other people, like stylistically wise. What about that woman that we saw in the People magazine today? Who was that? Allie, the Bachelorette, or something like that?
Oh,
that
and
stupid
like the
fucking dress that she was wearing.
God, I don't think anyone was more upset about that dress than
Man, I want to.
Because we were all a little disappointed in her choices of this kind of 1980s style where it's tied
right
at the waist. But
yeah, it's tied at the waist, but it's baggy on top.
And you know
can we
she has a good body,
stop
but
fucking wearing that shit? Please. Thank you.
Is it because it's baggy and you want to see lips
just
through the pants?
I just think it looks horrible.
Yeah.
No, it's baggy above the waist. Like, it just kind of hangs over.
It's like
it looks
obvious
like
that she has a good body, but she can wear something really
baggy. Yeah, why look like you have
a muffin top
you're trying to hide when you don't need
to? Right.
That's where I get angry.
Yeah. Thank you.
I actually have a muffin top,
Heather.
And I actually have to hide it, so you guys need to feel
fuck
pain.
Her.
Yeah, fuck you.
I actually
don't be
have
a muffin.
Muffins under my top.
Don't be a muffin
and
top
I find
hater.
That shirt to be really
yeah, there she is. There she is. She's
that's
a
the name of
what
the article.
I did for love. Bachelorette Allie. Okay, after taking a chance and making a choice, Allie Fididibibu opens up about following her heart to happily ever after. So, okay, this is a great topic. Can we
really?
Yeah.
It's
this
not
is a good
about
topic.
Lesbians. Let's rewind.
I'm tired of talking about lesbians. You guys are disgusting.
Okay,
can they do a bachelorette for lesbians?
I'm getting back to your topic.
What?
I was going to get back to your topic. I think that the Ice-T, not Ice-T, I'm sorry, he's still hot. He's on like one of those crime shows, but
Law and
Vanilla
Order.
Vanilla Ice.
Oh, Vanilla
know?
Ice.
Oh,
yeah.
You're not going to shave the side of your head with, you know.
With lightning bolts or lines.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of come back. Like I saw in this People magazine, there's a picture of that guy, The Situation. And he has carved lines into his hair.
Did he carve
the side
lines
of his head.
Into his situation?
No.
I think he already has
no
lines in his situation.
You know, and he doesn't have that great of abs either. Yeah, that's right. I said abs.
How can they be better? What would you think would be even better than what he has?
He's not extreme. He's not. I am a racist. He's not extremely cut.
Oh, that article.
Let's see. Oh, that's a sad. That's a sad.
God, don't you love the news?
Yeah, this is good news, people. This is you're hearing it here first.
Is that people with a capital.
How well, could see, those abs be better?
I don't know. I think they look pretty good.
Yeah, they okay.
He's got this.
I've seen
whole,
another picture
like,
of him where
leading to the penis ab.
Yeah,
section.
That weird thing right there.
That just says
something that I'll
bigger
never
bigger muscles yeah. below.
So no, he's weird. Probably he probably juices a little bit, so it's like it's kind of he's probably a little bit small.
Aaron, hold that up a little bit, would you?
Yeah, sure.
So Krista
yeah.
can see it,
so I
there
can stick
go.
To my seat. Yeah, so hot.
So
when I grow up, I want to have a boyfriend.
Let me.
I think I threw up in my mouth a little. Please don't say that.
So let me ask you a question. If so are you ladies attracted to other ladies that? You know, work out a lot like that?
No.
Like they would
no.
have the cut muscles and everything like that?
No.
No, not at all.
Well, if she had a Hitler stash down below, maybe.
Oh, and we bring it back. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, well, we're going to, I think this is a great point to take a little musical break. We're going to hear.
Because you're so bored with the conversation. Like, fuck
I'm
all
just,
y'all.
Well, I think I've been drunk since like 7. So,
I think so too.
I need to take a break. I need to go to the bathroom. And we're going to collect our thoughts here at Lake Bosworth and enjoy the last tiny little bit of sunshine that we have. And we'll be back. We're going to hear Today Was a Good Day.
Seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. So hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop. Looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she can fuck all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week fucked around and got a triple-double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. Showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday, them booze tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a nigga's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching you on TV raps. What's the haps on the cracks? Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up, shake them. Roll them in a circle of niggas and watch me break them with the 7, 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven,
right,
7
back.
Even backed old little Joe.
Thanks, thanks to HTC. You had something you wanted to say about that, about that song.
No, plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day.
Yeah, but you're the one that told me about it. So the line in Ice Cube's song about how he was just fucking around and got a triple-double, apparently you can't really just fuck around in basketball and get a triple-double. You have to be really keeping score and stats on your game, right? Is that how it works? Justin, would you like to elaborate on that real quick?
That's how it works.
That's how it works? That's all you want to say? Mm-hmm. Good for you guys.
I just fell asleep.
Can we talk about lesbians and brand name purses?
No. We're not gonna talk about that. We're not going down that road.
Sure.
Heather was talking about your original topic and
yes,
Michael
during
Jordan
the break.
And the Hitler
yeah.
stash and the amount of time it takes. Like
yeah,
what
when is
the amount of time that it takes for something that is not good to become okay?
Or funny.
Or funny, yeah. Do you think he was just doing it as a joke?
No, I don't think that Hitler was trying to be funny. But I mean,
no, Michael Jordan.
I don't think Hitler was trying to be funny
like,
either.
I was going to try to do my best. Yeah. Hey, everybody, look, I'm doing... No, that's Russian.
I actually think that Michael Jordan has to compete with a new Old Spice guy that's out. Old Spice commercials. Wait. And I think that that has got to
Wait,
be...
Wait, the Old Spice? Or are you talking about...
Yeah, but the Hanes commercial isn't the funny. There's nothing comedic about the Hanes commercial. It's not supposed to be.
Maybe he, like, legitimately gets, like, rashes, like, right around his mouth.
Or he just can't grow it right.
Maybe.
Like me.
Oh, my God. That's so racist.
Like, it doesn't...
Are you saying
it doesn't connect?
Can't grow...
Oh, my...
It
hair?
Could be herpes. He's got to cover it.
Herpes simplex.
Uh-huh. Two.
I think we're past two now. It's got to be, like, there's got to be simplex five out there now, by now. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody here's a doctor.
But can I just regress?
I'm close to being a doctor. I've had education in the medical
Heather's
field.
College, apparently 7 years is the time that it takes for something to go from offensive to funny.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Acceptable. Yeah.
And so, like, what examples would they give you of something going from offensive to acceptable?
Like the soundtrack to the Little Mermaid.
And why was that offensive 7 years ago, but it's not today?
Because it was current.
So elaborate on that. Why don't you tell us where you went to college?
I just want to say back to Michael Jordan, maybe he's just trying to reclaim that signature mustache, just like the conservative Christian community was trying to reclaim the rainbow from the gays.
They were?
They were.
What did they do about it?
I don't know. But
they can't have our rainbow. Black and white, that's all they get.
You may take my purple triangle, but you cannot take my rainbow.
They're reclaiming the rainbow?
Yeah.
Really?
Reclaiming the rainbow.
With what?
I mean, we gave them the unicorn. We thought they'd be...
Oh.
So where did... And you also said something else about the school that you went to, too. They had... They considered... they made the girls and the guys walk on separate sidewalks, separate paths. Right,
right. There was a lot of sin that you could accidentally trip into. Right, yeah. Girls and guys separate sidewalks. Right, yeah. And we had to be
What would they call? You weren't supposed to look at each other.
Well,
right.
Well, number one, we weren't supposed to touch each other.
Yeah,
and I don't even mean that in a naughty way.
Like no handshakes, no hugs goodbye.
Right, like we couldn't even share a church hymnal with each other.
Wow.
No little nipple. You couldn't even do a nipple twist.
Not even a nipple twist.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Could you
That's
do a
intense.
Chest bump? When you're really
yeah.
excited about something?
Yeah. Could you bump fists?
But
could you bump it?
We couldn't.
Let's go back to the lesbian.
Oh yeah, you might break somebody's. You might break somebody's forearm if you fist bump.
Well, we couldn't do anything, so all we could do was look at each other.
And
so
then you couldn't even do that.
That's when they came up with the rule against looking at each other.
And what is
it called?
Optical intercourse. And the joke around campus was, but I was wearing contacts, so I wouldn't get visual aids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christians.
You hardcore Christians. You guys are a funny bunch.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, after 7 years, it's funny. Before that, it's controversial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's controversial. And after.
Yeah. So we've allowed enough time to pass now.
Right.
So now we can look back and laugh.
And laugh.
Yeah. So does that mean that, like, September 11th is funny now?
No.
No.
That will never
be funny.
7 years have passed.
It'll be funny for, like, other countries. But never ours. Like other people in other countries might be able to make fun of it. Like, you know, I don't know why they would, because that's disgusting.
Like that little girl that fell down the well, kind of funny now.
Really?
It's been like 15 years. It's
How's
doubly
she doing?
Funny. I think she's got a scar on her forehead from the well.
Right, right.
Her
smashing
name,
her forehead,
Jessica?
But
yeah.
Baby Jessica.
Yeah, baby Jessica.
She's
baby
like Jessica. Woman Jessica now. It's funny.
She's probably hottie.
She probably has a Hitler stash down there.
So does that mean that Elizabeth Smart's case is going to be
well
funny pretty soon?
The well has probably rubbed the area that would grow.
Elizabeth
hair.
Smart?
Remember the Mormon who got kidnapped and?
Yeah, obviously it's funny because we're all laughing about it. So.
I'm glad that you guys are actually the only people that listen to this show. So it's not going to offend you everything that you're saying right now. So let's move on. We want to keep this episode short on the short side here.
Because we're really boring.
Well, because you're not funny and you're annoying the shit out of me. Mm. Joke.
Sweet.
So
thanks, Mom.
So I wanted to talk really quick about the experience of winning this contest with Hay Needle. So why don't you elaborate?
I'm going to hand that over to my lovely girlfriend, Heather, who's going to talk about the concept that she forced me to enact.
Tell us about how you guys found out about it first. Like, what was the, you know, how did you come across this contest?
Oh, you know, Aaron, I think that how I came across it.
Give me the serious answer.
No, I mean, it is. I mean, Kathy and I had been renovating the backyard and busted our balls. And
you don't
I
have
thought,
balls.
Well, they're busted.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Aren't they blue? Did you have a blue ball party recently?
They used to be fine.
You know, I don't even know how she found out about this contest, so this is going to be fascinating.
Well, I think I had Googled backyard renovation sweepstakes because I was a broken woman, you know? So I found the Hay Needle sweepstakes, and that's how it all happened.
Okay. And so the Hay Needle sweepstakes was make a commercial for us, and we'll give you $15,000 towards anything on Hay Needle, right?
Well, they said, you know, use our song, use our dance.
Right.
Use our product.
Yeah. And so I'm going to put a link up on the website of this really cool video. It turned out to be a very cool video. So how did you come up with the idea for it? First tell us what you guys do in the video.
We go downtown Seattle to Pike's Place Market, and Kathy strips down to a little American Apparel aerobic suit and does the dance in front of a lot of strangers.
Right, and it's kind of filmed kind of like guerrilla style.
Right.
Like you're in the crowd.
Yeah.
And Krista, you helped film also, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a little bit closer to the mic there.
The opportunity to see Kathy make a complete fool of herself in Pike Place Market at 4 p.m.
on a Thursday was so tantalizing
that I could not give it up. Yeah. And all I had to do was hold a camera, and I could not believe that Kathy was actually going to do it. And I was told that the concept was Fatboy Slim's Praise You meets Madonna's Hung Up.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
The one where she's like in disco gear and she's kind of stretching in the leotard. And she's stretching over.
Is that a newer?
No. It's older.
Oh, okay.
God, you're so not gay.
Thank you. Thank you for that clarification.
And so I was told all I had to do was hold a camera. And then Kathy's coworker and friend Tara also was holding another camera. And it was awesome to be a part of it
because
I couldn't believe how brave Kathy was in actually doing this.
Yeah.
And Heather had all the equipment, and it was just pushing a button. And then seeing Kathy do like the whole stretch, 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 and like work it out, and then take off the outer layers and then do this special dance to the boombox. And I think people really thought she was some sort of attraction because as I was standing there.
Right, well, a woman ended up dancing
with her small child, her little kid. And people were like, what the fuck? As I was standing there with a camera, like, what is that? And in the video, you can hear the fish thrower guys, like, throwing fish.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Famous fish throwers.
Yeah, so we're all really excited. And then they won.
Yeah, you guys did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
So you won $15,000 towards anything on the website, right?
And they kicked back $500 each to their
to their
camera
cohorts.
Techs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So what have you guys purchased so far?
We have purchased dog gates.
Because they're lesbians.
A dog house. Because we're lesbians.
and a moving van.
We got a U-Haul.
Wait, that shouldn't...
Some dildos and... Lube. We said you can keep the lots rest. We don't really care. That's all we care about is lesbians.
Yeah.
Strawberry flavored, right?
Oh, wow.
Actually, in reality, we did get a king-size bed. So we can, Tempur-Pedic, you know, the kind
right,
that you can,
right.
like, jump on and there's a wine glass and nothing gets spilled.
Have you tried that yet? Have you tried it
Our
yet?
Our goal is to be able to have hardcore sex without any animals waking up.
Okay. You know, you laugh, but that makes total sense to me.
We can have all three cats and two dogs, and no one ever wakes up.
Yeah.
Including me.
Oh, burn!
The Leslies love the Tempur-Pedic.
Yeah, yeah.
It really works with the animals.
So now since you've won that contest, you guys have kind of taken upon yourself to enter all sorts of different web contests.
Well, it wasn't
try
before.
To win, right?
We actually...
Though this was one that was kind of in the middle of entering
right,
all
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I had, you know, I had come to Kathy and I had said, you know, I'd like for us to enter a couple competitions. And the hay needle one was the throwaway. That was the one where she was just like, But she did it.
Yeah, yeah.
And and while we were still in the process of, you know, finding out if we were going to win or not, that's when we decided we're going to enter as many competitions for the next year
as
we possibly can.
And
so we're currently in a $30,000 kitchen remodel contest.
Right, for at the DIY network or something like that?
It's called Cookless in Seattle, and I think you should also post that link for votes.
Okay, okay. Well, yeah, we'll post that. We'll post that. We can do that.
And let the soon-to-be posted double Rambo, if I can talk about it.
Start our
right.
host,
so everybody,
Aaron Roden.
Everybody's probably seen by now the double rainbow viral video, right?
Yeah. The dude who sees the
and they've seen the remix and everything like that. So Heather, you had this great idea. You had this great idea to do, or you woke up from a dream, right? You dreamt about this to do a video about a double Rambo.
Right.
Which I think is an amazing idea.
My subconscious can be brilliant.
Yeah. Can be. Sometimes.
Can be. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we wake up and she said, I dreamt that all my animals in you died.
No. And I was
brilliant.
Happy.
Brilliant. Fitting for the Tempur-Pedic.
Cheers.
Nobody wakes up because they're all dead.
We'll cut that part out. That wasn't funny at all.
She'd say goodbye in the morning and bye and find me in the Tempur-Pedic later, but it's not funny. Whatever.
So what's your plan?
Talk about Hitler stashes.
It's far more uplifting.
Too soon.
So what's your plan for this double Rambo video? Can we talk about that, or should we kind of keep it a secret?
You know, it's still being developed organically in my brain.
Organically.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I shop at Whole Foods.
Not with chemicals?
Sometimes. Yeah.
What's with the Rocky
part?
So
you're not taking E this time to think up a great idea? So what other contests have you guys entered then?
I think I haven't entered any. She applies for any basic enter your email type contests.
We keep coming up with really good hump ideas, but Heather's not biting any of them.
And for those of you who don't know, specifically you, what's your name?
Kristen.
I want to say Brian in Minnesota. Listener Brian. Hump is a amateur porno festival held here in Seattle. And, yeah, you should check it out. Because if you're listening to the show, you're probably way into porno, too.
Hey, whatever happened to the video or the pictures of me in Vegas with Kathy and the pillow over my face that she turned red and black and white? I think you guys should enter those into the contest.
Into the hump contest?
Heather doesn't know about that.
Baby, it was before I met you.
Don't worry, I was fully clothed. I had my panties on. But I did have to go back and change my panties because I peed a little bit.
Okay.
Before we went out.
All right.
Okay, can we just say that we were talking about human centipede, which I know is also a hot topic
right,
for
right.
your listeners.
Yeah.
And CT came up with, your friend CT.
TC.
TC, whatever.
Yeah. CT, whatever.
CT scan. Somebody's been drinking.
She's. Don't worry, TC. She's dyslexic.
He came up with the idea of Human Unipede, which we thought would make a great prequel to Human Centipede, and Heather decided she was all over that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just a matter of the video.
What would be a sequel to Human Centipede?
A sequel or a prequel?
A sequel.
Sequel?
A sequel. Well,
so
I think they're in the process of making one,
the
right?
The Unipede.
It's,
and what would be the...
Human Millipede.
Human Millipede. Well, if it was a true Human Centipede, wouldn't it have, like, 100 people in it?
It's true. We're planning on doing that. Our next contest.
Can I also... I'm changing topics, but... okay, so in an earlier podcast, you talked about how lesbians throw the best parties.
Right, right.
Yeah, and I just have to say for the record that not all lesbians throw the best parties, but these ladies certainly do.
Right.
I've been to some lesbian parties where it's like sit around and watch the girl play the guitar, the acoustic guitar, and sing folk songs. And it's
Annie DeFranco covers.
Totally.
Yeah.
Snooze fest. Like the Four Non Blondes, like, hey, what's going on? I just want to slip my wrists. Exactly.
Right.
But in the preparation for the Halloween party that they have been convinced by their many, many friends to throw this year, the Human Centipede topic has come up a lot of times.
Right. I'm sure that we'll see a Human Centipede costume at that party.
So.
Yeah.
I think
I would venture to guess that
the
there
code name for preparing for Halloween this year should be Preparation H.
That's good. That's good. See, this is what I'm saying. You hardcore Christians, you guys have a great sense of humor.
You know what? I think that'll be funny in 7 years.
All right. Well, you know, I said it was going to be a short episode, and I'm trying not to lie too much to you guys out there. So thank you so much for listening.
Thanks
thank you guys
sleeping.
For coming to the Lake Bosworth.
I hope we soothed
What's
your
that?
Listeners into a blissful sleep.
Yeah.
Our podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure that they are not listening at this point.
They tuned out already.
They're like, wow, this is the most perverted goddamn thing I've ever heard.
They're going to want another episode of this business.
I know it.
Bring the lesbians back. Episode 11, you wait.
All right. Well, make sure to tune in to episode 9. We're going to have a band, Kirby Crackle, who's made up of Jim and Kyle, who go around to Comic Cons and play music centered around comic book characters and video games. Also, Jim is the owner and creator of the Emerald City Comic Con. So make sure you tune into that. And that will be hopefully in the next week. We're going to try to get them on pretty soon. So thanks again for tuning in or downloading whatever you have done. Remember, you can find us at AIR-RAID.net. And you can stream the show directly from our website. Or you can find us on Zune Marketplace, hopefully soon on iTunes. And
in your toilet.
We will be in your toilet. Like an alligator that was flushed 4 years ago. That'll be funny in seven years. Yeah. All right. Have a great week, everybody.
to know.